Thanks so much for joining us as we continue to look at the names of God. I hope you guys are enjoying this as much as I am, looking at the names of God. And again, our purpose is to be able to fall in love with God all over again as we think about who He is. His names demonstrate His different characteristics and His different attributes. Today we look at Deuteronomy 33:27. Moses was about to die. He gathered around him the leaders of the tribes of Israel to give them his last blessing. And when he came to the tribe of Asher, Moses told the people, "The eternal God is your dwelling place, and underneath are the everlasting arms." The eternal God is your dwelling place, and underneath are the everlasting arms. Deuteronomy 33:27. The Hebrew word for dwelling place is translated in English, refuge. It's the place we go to find protection. It's the place we go to find nourishment. It's the place we go, like we saw yesterday, when we said God is the rock, it's a place we go for shade and refreshment. This name of God explains His protection and His care. God is the one we run to for safety. He is our refuge. The tender expression for God is described in Isaiah 40:11. There the prophet says, God will tend His flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs in His arms. He will carry them in His bosom. Like a shepherd, God carries us close to His heart. Think about a shepherd with that little lamb, carrying that lamb close to His heart. So God carries us close to His heart. He carries us with His strong, everlasting arms. Eternal God is our refuge. He provides safety and security, cares for us and carries us. He protects us with His powerful eternal arms. The Hebrew word translated arms is also the word that means forearms. God's strong forearms are holding you up. He cradles you like a mother cradles her newborn baby. His grasp on you is eternal. And you know what? He will never let you go. So, Heavenly Father, I run to You, my refuge. I run to You for safety and protection. I need You to hold me today. I need You to cradle me in Your arms and hold me close to Your heart. Let me feel Your grasp. Thank You for never letting me go. I thank You in Jesus' name. Amen.